I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a singer that we featured just a few months ago.
These next 2 weeks are going to be torture. I say that because it's how long I'll have to wait to listen all the way through the next Jesse Ware album, which was released today in Europe but doesn't come out in America until October 21st. Those lucky Europeans. To get you guys as excited as I am, here's Say You Love Me, my favorite of the five songs I've heard from this record so far. Jesse Ware's 2012 debut, Devotion, was one of my favorites from that year. A subtle, understated pop gem full of love songs, wrapped up in a light production that was really sparse on the low end. There weren't a lot of bass or loudly mic'd drums. But this song, Say You Love Me, comes right at you with a big drum sound right out of the gate that carves out a lot of space for Ware's voice to fill. Lucky for us, she's up to the task.
Just say you want me. That's all it takes. Heart's getting torn from your mistakes. 'Cause I don't wanna fall in love if you don't wanna try. But all that I've been thinking of, maybe that you might. Baby, it looks as though we
That's Jesse Ware with Say You Love Me off her upcoming album Tough Love, which is out October 21st on Island Records. Next, a UK musician throws together elements of funk, R&B, and disco on his upcoming album.
There's so much to like in Otherness, the new record from British musician Adam Bainbridge, especially if your musical preferences include chintzy saxophones and funk imported from every corner of the globe. Bainbridge performs under the name Kindness, and it would seem, without fear of melding together ancient genres, namely disco and 80s R&B. Otherness often feels like a tour of these styles, ripping open with this song called World Restart. It's got the record's best, toughest disco beat, lurching forward in an unrelenting stop-start time that's way out of step with modern mainstream pop tastes.
I felt we turned away. And we begin again. I felt the world restart.
Kindness featuring Kalila with World Restart. The song will be featured on the sophomore album by Kindness titled Otherness, out October 13th on Mom and Pop Records. And finally, we have a New Jersey band that leans toward hard rock, dialing it back a little bit.
As a band name, Screaming Females is a little bit of a misnomer. For starters, the last I checked, Marissa Paternoster was the only woman in the band. And while she does occasionally let loose with some howling vocals, she more often shows off her very strong vibrato, a rare gift among singers in low-budget rock bands, almost as rare as her chops on a guitar. The solo that pops up midway through this song, Wishing Well, is a good example of her ripping style, but the song also shows off her knack for songwriting detail. All her images here on Wishing Well are especially vivid, and if you find yourself singing along with that chorus, then you might want to check out Screaming Female's last record, 2012's Ugly. It's one of the best cheap rock albums of this decade, and I swear that's a compliment.
Change was the hill.
Matt Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. Tomorrow's issue of Look at OKC focuses on Oklahoma City poets, and as always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Ryan.